This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. To be honest, I don't really much care for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. But I always try to be open-minded whenever I end up seeing a production of Joseph with my critic's hat on. Well, I had to eat that hat at the Utah Shakespeare Festival a while back. Director Brad Carroll delivers a Las Vegas-style production of Joseph that is soaked with glitz and glamour and the boundless enthusiasm of his mostly young cast. Leading that cast is the talented husband and wife team of Sammy and Alex Allred. As the narrator, Ms. Allred keeps the show's paper-thin plot moving musically, with a groovy rock music vibe in her crystal-clear soprano voice. Meanwhile, her husband leads the excellent chorus of Joseph's brothers and is especially good in the almost excruciatingly hilarious ballad, Those Canaan Days, which is sung as a French lament. Everyone else in this production performs in the huge shadow cast by Russ Benton as the Pharaoh. Benton is actually reprising the role he performed in the Shakespeare Festival's original production of Joseph 20 years ago. Back then, Benton channeled a young Elvis Presley in his portrayal of the Egyptian god king. Now, his Pharaoh is an older, fatter version of Elvis, stuffed into his trademark white jumpsuit, trying desperately to perform the same athletic song and dance routine with hysterical results. Even if you're not a real fan of Joseph, this production is well worth seeing. Performances of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat will continue in Cedar City through October 12th. With Center Street now closed for the duration of Reconstruction, however long that takes, we all need to look elsewhere for live entertainment. Up on the Utah State campus, the Theater Arts Department will stage an original play entitled Civics and Humanities for Non-Majors from September 24th to 28th in their Black Box Theater. This will be an experimental show performed without bells and whistles. Out in Smithfield, the Four Seasons Company will offer one of Disney's newer musicals, Freaky Friday, from October 4th to 14th. Unlike other Disney musicals that borrow heavily from the soundtracks of previous animated or live-action films, this production will have a completely original musical score, which should be interesting to say the least. Finally, after being dark for a month up at Bear Lake, the Pickleville Playhouse will be back in business with the kooky Broadway musical The Addams Family. Matinee and evening performances of that show will run from October 4th to 19th. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.